Okay, Matthew chapter 3. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, John the Baptist was, I believe, Jesus' cousin, and he was about 6 months older than Jesus. We'll learn this in another gospel account. And he says, his job was actually to prepare the way for Jesus. And he is preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The kingdom of heaven, we will learn as we go, is the church. So he's saying, "Repent, for the church is almost here. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah," in Isaiah 40 verse 3, "the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." So John the Baptist was prophesied about many, many years before. "And the same John had his clothing of camel's hair and a leather belt around his loins, and his food was locusts and wild honey." He must have been quite a sight to see, kind of a wild-looking wilderness man. "Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around the Jordan or the Jordan River went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw that many of the Pharisees and Sadducees had come to his baptism, he said to them," now the Pharisees and Sadducees were religious leaders, Jewish religious leaders, and they were corrupt. They were hypocrites. They remind me a lot of politicians today. And he tells them not so gently, "O generation of vipers, you snakes, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bring forth fruits fitting for repentance. Have some godly sorrow and make your lives right," is what he's telling them. "And do not think to say within yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.'" So the Pharisees and Sadducees were pretty arrogant because they were Jews, and so they thought they were a very special people. Well, he puts them in this place. He says, "For I say to you that God is able to raise up children for Abraham from these stones. You are not that special." Now, the Jews did have a mission. They were selected by God to bring Christ into the world. They fulfilled that. Christ has now been born. Their mission has been completed. They are no longer a specially appointed people. "And also now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bring forth good fruit is cut down and cast in the fire." Now, we know he's not talking about physical trees. He's talking about people. Every person that doesn't bring forth good works will be cut down and cast into the fire. And we know what the fire is. That will be hellfire. "I indeed baptize you with water to repentance, but he who comes after me is mightier than me," talking about Christ, "whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit with fire." So in that one verse, I read three different baptisms. Baptize you with water to repentance, so that's water baptism. Then we have baptize you with the Holy Spirit, so that's Holy Spirit baptism, and with fire. I'm not exactly sure what the fire is. I don't know if he's talking about the fire that's coming with the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70, or if he's talking about everlasting fire with the end of time. I'm not quite sure. But we do know this. Today, there is only one baptism. Ephesians 4, 4 through 6 tells us very specifically there is only one baptism. And that baptism today is water baptism. Water baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We do not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The only ones who got baptism with the Holy Spirit, and we will learn this as we go, the only ones who got that were the apostles. And I'm going to flip over to Acts 1:5, which says, "For truly John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." This is Jesus talking to his apostles before he ascends back into heaven. So we'll learn more about that as we go. But we do know that today there's only one baptism, and that is water baptism for the remission of sins. Okay, his fan, verse 12, his fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the storehouse. Again, not talking about literal fans or floors or wheat or storehouses, talking about people. He is going to purge the good from the bad, the wheat from the chaff. He will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. He's going to separate the good from the evil, the obedient from the disobedient. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me? Now, why did John the Baptist need to be baptized? Well, he needed to be baptized because baptism is for the remission of sins. And if I'm going to flip over to Mark 1:4. It says, John baptized in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. So even John the Baptist's baptism was for the remission of sins. We need to keep that in mind. And then Jesus answering said to him, allow it to be so now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. Now obviously Jesus was not baptized for the remission of sins. In his case, he was not baptized for the remission of sins because he had no sins. I think he did it just to be an example. It's the only thing I can think of. If anybody has another thought on that, I would appreciate it. Now, you see how another thing I wanted to mention is that when John was preaching, he was preaching this baptism with water and then also baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is just my opinion. I think all the apostles were there when John was preaching, because he mentions the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which only applied to the apostles. Now, if you go to Acts 1:22 tells us the criteria for being an apostle. This will be later on after Judas commits suicide. They need to replace him with another apostle. And in Acts 1, actually verse 21, says, therefore, if these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to that same day that he was taken up from us, one must be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. So I personally think that all of the apostles were there when John was preaching this this particular sermon about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because they were the ones that were going to get it. They were the only ones that were going to get it. And we'll learn about that later. Okay, so verse 16, and when he was baptized, Jesus went up immediately out of the water. There's another side note there. If baptism was just sprinkling, why did Jesus come up out of the water? We will see in every case that baptism requires a full immersion, not just a little bit of sprinkling or pouring, but a full immersion. So he came up immediately out of the water, and behold, the heavens were open to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. As you can see there at the baptism of Jesus, all three of the Godhead were present. Jesus came up out of the water. The Holy Spirit descended like a dove and lighting on him. And then a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So you have all three of the Godhead there. And that is chapter 3.